Andy, you're back to a big temperature change and probably just a different feeling, but there must be a real sense that that trip couldn't have gone any better.
It was really pleasing. Good to be home, I will say, but a really pleasing trip. Most importantly, because we got the two wins and 9 points, but just a lot of growth amongst us as a group of players and coaches and staff and as a whole team. And yeah, I feel like we're where we want to be at this stage of the season.
I suppose it was a minimum of one win, but two wins has sort of set you into a better place now. 6-4 looks better than 5-5, or dare I say 4-6, which would probably have been season, maybe not ending, but it would have left a very difficult scenario.
Yeah, we talked about that too. As before we left, we said if we come back with nothing, we're dead. If we come back with one win, we're hanging on. If we come back with two wins, we put ourselves right amongst it. So where we are is we're right amongst it. Doesn't mean we've done anything yet, but it just means we're in a good position as we sort of, we're nearly at the halfway stage of the season, but as we enter that nearing halfway stage of the season, you know, we're amongst it, and we know that we've still got growth in the team, but it's been a good 2 weeks to cement that position for us.
How good an opportunity was that, and how did you make use of having all that time together?
Well, it was a massive opportunity. We saw that as a real opportunity. But probably the thing I didn't realise, it was only after both the games, I talked to the Kings skipper at the end of the game, and I said to him, who have you got next week? And he said, I got no idea. I said, what do you mean? He said, we've just spent the whole 3 weeks focusing on you, Blakes. So I knew that they'd put a lot of energy into that. And then after the Cheetahs game, I spoke to one of their coaches and I said, what lies ahead for you for the next couple of weeks? And they said, no, we got a month off. We put everything into that game. So it actually made me think about those two wins. You know, I was very massively pleased with it, but even more so having known the background of those two teams, they put a lot of energy into that. So for us to come away with those wins is fantastic. How do we do it? There's a lot of work went on from a lot of players, from a lot of staff. Some were there with us, some weren't. You know, Laura, our dietitian, she put an incredibly detailed dietitian plan for us to head over there and to make sure we were better hydrated, which we were. One of the things I said to the players at the end of the Cheetahs game, we outdrank the Cheetahs. We drank more water than they did. That's their home, their altitude, their heat. They had players cramping up more than we did. So, you know, our preparation, S&C, we had 2 weeks off before we went, but every player had a GPS that they had to take away on holiday with them. They had a plan of what they needed to do. They were diligent enough to do all of that. So you can look that we just rocked up and we played two games of footy and we won. It was good, but there was a hell of a lot of work went in behind it, and so great to get the results.
There's a real clarity, I thought, watching both games. They weren't perfect by any means, but players seemed to have a clarity of what they were doing, particularly in defence, and it really seemed to knock the Cheetahs off their stride. They were panic passing a lot of the time because there was somebody from Connacht right on top of them.
Yeah, that was, some comments that were coming after the game. Yeah, we sort of had a theme from the Bloemfontein media saying, Cheetahs were bad. Well, Cheetahs weren't bad. There was just Connacht green jerseys in their face the whole time, which you know, I often say sometimes if your line has got integrity and you move as one, you don't have to make tackles because they'll make errors because they can't find a way through it and they try and force things. So, you know, listen, I think there was clarity. I think, again, you know, as we continue to build our cultural piece here and having the players' empowerment, which can be a frightening word for some people, but for me that's the way it should be. But you know, we had our leaders, our game leaders, for the first time this year, they were coming up with the themes of the week, so they owned it. That provided a bit more clarity. So their first theme was about ownership. They wanted to have ownership of their own performance and of their preparation, which they did. The second theme was around work rate. They wanted to work harder than the Cheetahs, so they put it out there, so they did. And those little things, again, just cement the buy-in from the players, and that's what they produced there on the football field.
Now, next, we've gone back into Europe back-to-back games home here. It's a quick enough turnaround, but Perpignan are struggling, so kind of need to get at it on Saturday and get results.
Yeah, they do, and you know, often you look at a team that's struggling and you think, well, they're struggling side, but when you're that team, you're just looking for that next win, and for every game that you have that you don't have that win, it makes it more important to win the next one. So we know that coming over here is a French side that are searching for that win, and we don't want to be the team that gives it to them. So for us, it's about how we integrate the touring team that went away and how we integrate with the players that stayed back here, of which we had some very good footballers stay back here too, and how we integrate that side and put out a quality performing side on Saturday and hopefully get another win for us.
Would that suggest that there might be some changes and some of the players that stayed here will be coming back in?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, and it was never part of the plan before we left, but we knew that we had, you know, it's tough to leave some players out. You can only take 25 away, but we knew that some of the players we were leaving out, either coming back from injury or just not showing us enough beforehand, we got to keep them engaged and give them their opportunity. So this is a great opportunity to do that for them. Plus some of the returning players, they'll get another opportunity to keep that momentum going.
Might we see Owen Masterson, Dave Heffernan, two that stand out with injuries possibly?
Yeah, they're two players that we're certainly keen to give some game time to. You know, we've got Bundy back here at the moment, we've got Finlay back here at the moment, Quinn Roo's back here, Owen Griffin's back here. Yeah, we've got some really good footballers who we didn't take away for various reasons, but it's really important that we continue to engage those guys and give them their opportunity.
Is it fair to say that Europe isn't quite as important as the Pro 14 is this year in terms of what you're trying to achieve?
Listen, I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I think what's important is that every performance that we put out there, we're really proud of that and we're getting better. And I think we've done that on the whole. You can see our game's building. We haven't clicked yet, but we're seeing better minutes and better passages of play. So for me, it is Europe, but it's really important that we build on, you know, that Cheetahs performance, and we hope that coming at the end of the game on Saturday night, that we can sit there and say, well, there's another good win, and this bit was also really good, and geez, we got stronger in that area there too. What's a more important comp? I don't know. I want to win them both, mate.
And I suppose winning's a good habit anyway.
Yeah, we've talked about that at the front end of the season too. Winning can become a habit, as can losing. You know, we're three on the trot now. We've had a break there, but we beat the Dragons in those two games there. We get another good winnie, that's four, and then you start to think, dang, this is pretty good, this winning. It's what we want to do. Yeah, it is. But to have that feeling of we can win, and it doesn't matter who we're playing or where we're playing, you know, We as long as we perform and we do what we're meant to do and we own our performance, we can win.
And these back-to-back games, it's often a central part of Europe, and it's after this that you can sort of, you really know where you stand and where you're going to go in the competition. So to use the word clarity again, you'll know when you've played both matches against Perpignan.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, and that's a good spot to be too. We'll know whether that's still alive for us and we want to keep chasing that dream, or whether that's, you know, it's dead now and we'll put our energy back into the other competition. So it's a really important 2 weeks for us. It's a really important week for certain individuals too, who probably haven't had the opportunity they felt that they've deserved. Now's their chance. Show us what you got. And I feel like we are building depth, and it's another great opportunity to see that depth on show over the next 2 weeks.
And looking a little bit further ahead, the three interprovincials, that's going to grab the fans of the big crowd coming here on Saturday. But the interpro matches at Christmas are very special. You really get this place rocking, and I suppose you've given a little eye to them, or are they still a bit too far away to get in much attention?
No, you know they're coming. What we've tried to quell this year has been the the interplay phenomenon, which I'll call it. I've called it that before, but every game we play needs to be treated like an interplay. So we know we've got some big games coming up. Leinster away is a massive game, but I don't want us to prepare better for Leinster away than we will prepare for Perpignan at home or Perpignan away. The same way that we would prepare for Leinster away, we're going to do the same this week for Perpignan. And once we become that team, we can start to become a great team into a phenomenal team.